You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis arrives in Bogota, the Colombian capital, on Wednesday at the start of his five-day pastoral visit to the South American nation. The Holy Father will be welcomed by Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos, together with other political and religious leaders, including the Archbishop of Bogota, Cardinal Ruben Salazar. The theme of the visit is taking the first step towards peace and reconciliation in the country, which has endured half a century of civil war between the government and left-wing guerrilla groups. While a peace accord was signed in Cuba last year, violence continues in rural areas and the nation remains deeply divided. Ahead of the Pope's arrival, Cardinal Salazar spoke to our correspondent in Bogota, Linda Bordoni.
Pope Francis is coming in a very special moment of Colombia's history, but he's only here for a few days. What meaning has his presence here now for the peace process and for reconciliation especially?
For us, the visit of the Holy Father is really very important. We live a very decisive moment in our history. We are leaving behind years of conflict, of war, of victims, and now we hope we can go toward the peace and the fraternity and solidarity. The Pope will have for us words very, 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 very important for us in this sense.
Pope Francis always gives voice to the voiceless. There are many voiceless in Colombia, including the indigenous communities, the people who have suffered the most in this conflict, the displaced. How important is it for them, and what do you think he'll say on their behalf?
Yeah, in Villavicencio, there is a meeting, very, very important. The Pope will meet victims of the war, will meet indigenous people. In Cartagena, where the Pope will meet African, the Colombians. That means that the Pope is very concerned about the voiceless in Colombia. These minorities now for us are really the key for a real peace, because they have very, very problems. They are a little marginated. Then this meeting of the Pope with those people is really a moment of hope for all of us.
The world also looks to his message regarding integral ecology, regarding environmental justice, which in Colombia is so powerful. What do you think he's going to say to Colombians regarding this?
Yeah, the creation for us is also a great issue, because we have very, very important riches, resources, natural resources, and we have to exploit them, but don't damage the creation. That's the point. And we are not, in this moment in our country, we are not so able to do that, to exploit our riches, our resources, without damaging the creation.
Finally, Cardinal, are you hopeful for this process of reconciliation and reconstruction?
Yes, yes. The government is very concerned about that, and we all are very concerned. We think we can find the route, the way to leave behind also those savage exploitation, and to do a very reasonable and careful exploitation of our resources.